This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 71 for Wednesday, September 21st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Wednesday morning, receiving spillover from rising crude oil prices. Sunny and above-average temperatures are forecast for parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan later today, hours after last night's overnight temperatures went below freezing. In southern Manitoba, there will be a chance of showers with overnight lows approaching the freezing mark. Crude oil prices are higher on Wednesday after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of military reservists, which may escalate the country's invasion of Ukraine. The United States Federal Reserve is also expected to raise its key interest rate by at least 75 basis points later today. Chicago soy oil is slightly higher to start the day, while European rapeseed and the off-session of Malaysian palm oil are higher. The Canadian dollar is down at least one quarter of a U.S. cent on Wednesday morning. The November canola contract is up $8.20 per ton at $793.80. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all lower on the heels of Putin's announcement, while traders await the Fed's latest policy rate hike. Corn prices are seeing some resistance to the $7 U.S. per bushel mark, while U.S. export sales of corn continue to be slow due to competition from Ukraine and Brazil. Harvest pressures are also lowering prices, but the USDA is already projecting production and carryout to be relatively low, providing support to prices. The December corn contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel to $6.81. Soybeans are also lower to start off Wednesday, as soy meal comes off contract highs that were reached during yesterday's trade. Worries over a global recession is putting pressure onto prices, while rains are expected over the next week for growing areas in Brazil, where the planting of its soybean crop will begin soon. The November soybean contract is down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.64. U.S. wheat markets are lower despite Putin's announcement and the possible supply disruptions which could follow. All three U.S. wheat classes on the markets hit two-month highs on Tuesday. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is nearly complete, but the hard red winter wheat crop is being monitored by traders due to drought conditions in growing areas. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.78. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.47. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.47. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 21st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.